This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Friend, family, neighbor, coworker, when did you realize someone had a screw loose? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Lynn. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hola. Hola. Yeah, we got you, Lynn.
Hola. So this is actually about my mom, and it's pretty appropriate since Thanksgiving this week. But my mom, she grew up in the Philippines, like deep in the jungle. So, modern urban life in America is a little strange for her. But she's really, really particular about her turkeys, and so she special orders them every year.
Where does she order them from?
At the time, I think it was like Hagen's or something, some fancier store.
All right.
So she just special orders one, and then one year they gave it away or they misplaced it. They just didn't have it when she went to pick it up. But instead of just like accepting that it's an accident, she becomes convinced that someone has been stalking her, and they know that she gets the best turkeys. And she's convinced that they pretended to be her, they impersonated her, and took her turkey.
How many years ago was this that you had this experience and realized that your mom might be a little cuckoo?
Oh, I knew my mom was cuckoo long before that. I love her, but she's unhinged. This is just, it's Thanksgiving tale for me, so. But this was about 15 years ago when I was in my 20s.
Was she protective of you growing up?
Oh, yeah. So one time I went to the beach, like we live near a lake, and I thought she was actually like letting me have my independence. I went to the beach with my friend that was in like middle school. Found out later she crawled onto the top of the roof of our house with binoculars and was watching me the whole time.
Good God,
wow,
man.
Okay.
Save that for the naked neighbors.
How was your, being a boyfriend must have been tough for you, right?
Oh, yeah, it is. So the turkey story is not over. It actually gets worse the next year.
Okay.
So the next year, she knows she's got a turkey stalker, and she is convinced that they are not going to steal her turkey this year. So she gets in her car. She drives to Hagen, and she orders her turkey like normal. She then proceeds to get back in the car, drive in loops around town to throw off the turkey stalker. So
oh
she's,
God.
Like, taking crazy turns. She's stopping in parking lots. She's going down alleys. And then she goes to the Safeway, and she orders another turkey under an alias. And she threatens the butcher and says, if you give this turkey to anyone but this face, and she points at her face. She's like, remember this face. If you give this turkey anybody but this face, I'm coming after you. And she threatens.
So you had two turkeys that year. Is that what I'm guessing?
She counted the first one as a loss. She sacrificed that to the turkey stalker, and then she got her second turkey.
I mean, I will say, when I was a kid, my mom was a psycho about that, too.
Right.
You had to get a fresh turkey, and you had to go to the grocery store, didn't matter which one, and like pre-order it, like a week or two in advance.
But she didn't think she was being stalked.
Are you spending Thanksgiving with your mom this year?
I am.
All right. Did she get a turkey?
Yes, we've convinced her that there is no turkey stalker, so we finally talked her out of that after some a sit-down session after we found out she'd driven loops around town.
And threatened a butcher.
So. Threatened a butcher. Yeah. Remember this face.
Remember this face.
Gobble, gobble, mother.